Welcome back. We're continuing our evangelism training seminar.
欢迎回到我们的布道训练。
We're in part two now of how to give Bible studies.
我们到了查经的第二步。
Well, I told you how when I first started giving Bible studies, what a challenge that I faced.
我曾经告诉你，当我一开始查经的时候，我遇到了这些困难。
I told you about how sometimes I would give Bible studies for 3 to 4 hours.
我说过我如何3-4个小时给人查经。
I remember this one particular time.
有一次,
when I was sharing a Bible study with this man.
我在与一个人分享这个查经。
I talked to him for 6 hours.
我跟他说了6个小时。
Now you can imagine.
你可以想象,
and I couldn't understand why he just wasn't understanding what I was trying to tell him.
我不能了解为什么他不可以吸收，不可以了解我在说的事情。
And I just kept going and going and going.
我就一直的说，一直的说，一直的说。
Like the wind-up toys.
就好像那个玩具，你转的玩具。
And his face, after about 3 hours, his face was just drained.
所以3个小时之后，他的脸可能是已经精疲力尽了。
Finally, after 6 hours.
所以6个小时之后。
He said, he stopped me.
他就是停止了我。
I said, what could possibly be wrong?
我说什么是错了吗?
He said, it's time for me to go.
他说我应该走了。
He had to stop me, and then he got up and he left, and I never saw that man again.
所以他停止我，然后他就起来就回家了，我再也没有看见这个人。
How long should you stay in a Bible study?
你在查经班应该逗留多久呢?
What should your Bible study look like?
你的查经应该看起来是怎样的呢?
What elements should you do, and what things should you not do?
你应该做什么，应该不做什么呢?
That's what we're going to talk about in this session.
这是这一堂我们会说到的。
So I want to talk to you about the time outline of a Bible study.
所以我会大概跟你说到这个查经的时间。
Your Bible study should be made up of three main parts.
分成3个主要部分。
The first is what I call the social time.
第一是这个交际的时间。
That's where I spend some significant amount of time talking with that person, getting to know them.
那时我就跟他们说一些话，我就更加的了解他们。那so
you have to be careful of something.
你要小心一件事。
This has happened to me more than once.
发生在我身上超过一次了。And
it especially happens more with old people.
尤其是在老人家的时候，更加会发生。
Now I love old people.
我很喜欢老人家。
I mean, what would the world be without them, right?
如果没有他们的话，世界就惨了。
We need old people in the world to give us wisdom.
我们需要老人家给我们这些智慧。
But sometimes older people can be very lonely.
有时候年长的人会比较感到比较寂寞。
And they love it when young people come to just talk with them.
当年轻人跟他们说话的时候，他们非常的喜欢。
Your Bible study time can easily turn into social time.
你的查经的时间可能很容易的就变成了这个交际的时间。
Now, was Jesus social with people?
耶稣与别人会在一起吗?
He was very social, wasn't he?
他是有这个人际关系的。
But did Jesus only spend his time socializing with people?
但是耶稣只花时间在这些人际关系上吗?
He always took them to spiritual things, right?
他总是引导他们向属灵的事物。
While we want to be social, we also want to be spiritual. We want to share the Bible with them. That's what we're there for.
所以我们当然要有人际关系，但是我们也要有这属灵的层面。
I remember this one guy who I studied with.
我记得我与一个人查经。
And he liked to talk so much.
他这么喜欢说话。
That whenever I went to the Bible study, I was afraid to even let him ask a question.
我去查经的时候，我很害怕让他问问题。
Because when this guy started talking, you couldn't stop him.
因为他一开始说话的话，你就停不住他了。
He would just talk and talk and talk.
他就一直说，一直说，一直说。
Now normally what happens is this.
有时候这样是这样子发生的。
When somebody kind of gets off the subject talking.
可能一个人开始说离题了。
I will wait until they take a breath.
我就等他们呼吸的时候,
and then I would say, well, let's continue in our study.
我就说让我们继续的查经吧。
But this man would talk, and I don't even think he was able to breathe. He could talk for 15 minutes without even taking a breath.
他可以15分钟一直说话，好像没有呼吸一样。
I could never get a word in.
我一个话也插不进去。
So I would do my best not to let him talk.
所以我就尽量的不让他说话。
But when he started talking, I would just sit back in my seat.
当他开始说话的时候，我就躺下来。
And I would just relax because I knew it was going to be for a long time.
我就要放轻松，因为我知道他一定说很久。
You have to be very, very careful about this.
要非常小心这一点。
So even though you want to spend social time, you want to be also have time for Bible study.
所以虽然你要花时间在这个人际关系，但是你还要花时间在查经。
Typically, I spend about 8 to 10 minutes in the social time.
我花8到10分钟在这交际的时间。
And sometimes more.
有时候更多。
Sometimes you may come to their home and they may have a problem that they're dealing with.
比如说你去他们家里，他们可能遇到某些困难。
And they just need someone to talk to.
他们需要跟某些人跟。
You should take the time to talk to them and be their friend.
你就要跟他们花时间一起谈话，做他们的朋友。
I've been to homes where I go there, and the person says, "Oh, I meant to call you. I'm so sorry. I meant to cancel the Bible study."
我去过别人的家，他们就说，哦，我本来打电话跟你说我要取消这次查经的。
Because they say, "Oh, my relative died and." I just can't think about studying the Bible today.
我说，因为我亲属刚刚过世了，我不知道如何要查经。
Should you try to study with them anyway?
你要跟他们查经吗？
No. Those kind of times, they just need a friend.
那个时候他们需要是一个朋友。
Give them, share with them one Bible text, one Bible promise that encourages them.
可能与他们分享一个圣经中的应许会鼓励他们。
But sometimes people just have a bad day at work.
比如说人人在这个工作的时候有一个不好的一天。
You know, most every day for many people is a bad day at work, right?
对每个人来，很多人来说，每一天上班可能就都是不好的一天。
And so if they're just having a bad day, probably what they need the most is to study the Bible. So you have to use wise judgment. So I spend this short amount of time in social, just sharing. Then after that comes the study time. I'll share with them, I'll say, well, why don't we go, or I'll say, why don't we go ahead with our Bible study? Or I might ask them, did you have a chance to look at the study that week?
或者我问他们，你这个星期有没有去看啊，或者去做你这个查经的课呢？
I don't sit there during the social time and look at my watch.
人际关系的时间，我们在交谈的时间，我们不会看着我的手表。
Say, oh, 30 seconds, and then I can ask them about the Bible study.
说哦，多30秒就可以问他们有没有。
But I just wait for a time when it seems like it's a good transition.
我等到一个好的时机是很顺的，我们可以接下去我们查经。
Your Bible study should last only between 30 to 45 minutes.
你的查经最多是30到45分钟。
At the very most, 50 to 55 minutes.
最多50到55分钟。
And then you should always leave a few minutes at the end. For the decision question and the prayer.
而在最后，你应该有这个决定的问题，然后有这个祷告。
Don't go so much over the time of your Bible study that you don't have time to ask them, to make an appeal to them and then ask them to follow Jesus.
不要超越这个查经的时间，只导致你没有时间向他们做这个呼召，或者让他们做一个决定。
Don't rush it.
不要太赶。
Now, I want to point out something very important to you.
我要给你几个重要的要点。
You should always plan your Bible study so that you will not be in the home longer than 1 hour.
你的查经你应该打算的，应该计划的是你不应该在他们家里超过一小时。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
And every once in a while, your time is going to go over.
而每逢几次，你的时间一定会超过。
But you should not be staying in their home for 2 or 3 hours at a time.
当然不应该一次过就两三个小时。
At the very, very, very most, 1 hour and 15 minutes.
最最多的时间，你应该逗留1小时15分钟。
But not regularly.
可是不应该经常这样做。
And this is why.
这是为什么呢？
Suppose that, well, let me back up here.Many times people will ask you, they will say, please stay longer.
很多时候人们会叫你啊，请留逗留多一些时间。
And they beg you to study more with them.
他们就一直叫你跟他们更加仔细的研究。
And so you think to yourself, well, they're asking me, so I just might as well go ahead and stay.
你就在想，哦，他们在要求我啊，我就留下来跟他们查经啊。
Bring out the chips and the snacks and something to drink and we'll have a little party.
拿出饮料啊，让我们有一个派对这样。
And so you stay there for 2, 3, 4 hours studying the Bible.
在那边2到4个小时一起的查经。
And you do that every week.
而你每个星期都这样子做。
And you think to yourself, man, this person is so excited about studying the Bible.
你就说这个人对查经是多么的兴奋。
This has happened to me many times.
对我来说发生了很多次。
And then one day comes.
而有一天来到。
When they say to themselves, oh, Brother West is supposed to come by and study the Bible.
Oh, West弟兄应该来与我查经了。
He's coming at 3 o'clock.
他3点会来到。
But I have an appointment at 7:30 tonight.
那我今晚7点半有这个约会。
There's no way I can study the Bible today.
我不能与他今日查经。
Because he's always here for that amount of time.
与他每次来都是很长的时间。
So what do they do?
所以他们就会做什么呢?
They call you and say, oh, don't come today, I can't study with you.
他们就说, oh, 今天你不要来啊, 我不能与你查经。
Something else that happens.
可能有其他事会发生。
Is that they may be excited for a while.
他们可能会兴奋一下子。
For, about studying for 4 or 5 hours with you.
可能一开始会查经4、5个小时非常的兴奋。
But after a while, it wears you out.
但是之后你会非常的这个困倦。
And it wears them out.
也会让他们觉得疲惫。
And this is what happens.
这是发生的事。
They don't remember that they were the ones that invited you to stay that long.
他们不会记得是他们邀请你逗留这么久。
They don't remember that.
他们不会记得这里。
All they remember, all they think about is West was at my house for 4 hours every single week.
他们只会记得是West在我这里。 我家逗留了每个星期4个小时。
And I can't stay that long all the time.
我不能每次这样久的逗留。
And so they end up canceling the study altogether.
所以他们就直接取消这个查经。
So what should you do if they're eager to study the Bible more?
所以如果他们要更加的研究更多的话, 应该怎么做呢?
Very simple. It's better to study with them 2 or 3 times a week.
很简单的, 更好的是要与他们一个星期研究2、3次。
For 1 hour each time than it is to go for long periods of time.
每次一个小时好过一次过就给他们很久的查理。
I found this to be true time and time again.
很多次我都发现这是真实的。
You should be able to accomplish or finish most any subject within 1 hour.
你在一个小时内应该完成的，可以完成很多的题目。
If you don't, it's okay to stop and do only half of it and then do the other half the next time. It's okay to do that.
如果不能在一个小时内完成这个题目的话，你能 把它缩短成一半，然后下一堂课再继续说。
But you want to be very careful that you do not stay longer than 1 hour.
但是你要很小心，你不逗留超过1小时。
I have students that come to my class.
很多时候有学生来到我的班。
I say, oh, but Wes, you don't know this person.
他们就说，Wes，你不认识这个人啊。
They are so hungry.
他们如此的饥饿。
I could spend the night with them and they wouldn't care.
我可以整晚与他们在一起查经，他们都不管。
And so they don't follow my advice.
所以他们就不跟随我的这个忠告。
And then it ends up that person cancels on them.
最后那个人就一直取消了。
Because they've just spent too long.
为他们花的时间真的太多。
So I'm telling you, trust me on this.
所以真的要信靠我。
So 8 to 10 minutes of social time.
大概8到10分钟的这个人际交际时间。
30 to 45 minutes of study time.
30到45分钟的研究时间。
And 3 to 5 minutes for your appeal and your decision.
还有3到5分钟是来做一个呼吁，来做一个让他们做一个决定。
Here's the goal.
这是这个目的。
You want to keep that person wanting more.
你要不要那个人感觉到还他们还要。
Have you ever heard the expression, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink? Have you ever heard that before?
有没有听过? 你可以把一个马带到河边让他们喝水，但是你不能逼他们喝水。
But you can make him drink.
但是其实你可以让他喝水。
You put a piece of salt beside his bucket of water.
你可以把 a piece of...
Of salt. Salt.
你可以把盐放在那个水旁边。
Horses love salt.
马很喜欢盐。
When they lick that salt, what are they going to do?
如果他们去舔那个盐的时候,
they're going to get thirsty.
他们会渴，对吗?
And they're going to drink that water.
他们就会喝那个水。
Your goal in your Bible study is to put salt out for that person.
你在查经的目的就是要放盐。
You know, Jesus didn't say you're the salt of the earth for any reason.
耶稣没有说你是世上的盐，就是为了没有原因了。
We are to keep people wanting more.
我们要让别人越要更多。
The best way to do that is by doing short Bible studies.
最好的方法是查经最好比较简短。
If you are studying with one or two people,
如果你与一两个人在一起研究
you should never ever take more than one person with you to that Bible study.
你去查经的时候不可以带超过一个人。
Just imagine if I was coming to study the Bible with you.
想象我和你要有一个查经的研究。
And I showed up with six people.
我带着六个人一起来。
And you open the door and there's six people staring at you.
你开门的时候有六个人在瞪着你。
Would you feel comfortable and ready to study the Bible?
你会觉得很舒服就可以研究圣经吗？
You might be intimidated, right?
你可能会吓到吧。
But so just take one person with you.
所以只带一个人就好。
Girls should never study alone with guys.
女生们不可以单独与男生们查经。
And vice versa.
男生也不能与女生单独查经。
Always take someone with you.
总是要带一个人和你去。
It can be very dangerous.
不然是非常危险的。
So the person that's with you,
那个和你在一起的人
is your prayer partner.
是你的祷告的伙伴。
They should be exactly that.
所以他们就要一直为你祷告。
They should not be interrupting you during the study.
不应该查经的时候一直干扰你。
They should not be talking or giving comments.
不应该一直的给意见。
But they should be silently praying.
他们应该默默地一直为你祷告。
Now, it doesn't mean they can't say anything.
当然不代表着他们什么都不能说。
But here's the way I do it.
但我做的是这个方法。
I may lead the study.
我离开这个查经的时候。
And then my partner knows that when I give him the cue, he's able to say something.
就是好像在我查经的时候，当我给他一个所谓的暗号的时候，他只知道应该说什么。
So I might make a point to the person.
我可能对这个人说一个重点。
Then I would look at my partner and say, is there anything you want to add to that?
我对我的伙伴说，你有东西要加入吗？
The reason is this.
原因是这样子。
I may spend 15 minutes taking a person in a certain direction that I want them to go in the Bible study.
我可能花15分钟引导他们向一个方向。
And then it's happened to me many times.
而很多时候也发生在我身上。
I get some wonderful church member who's with me.
有些教友啊。
And they start talking about some foolishness.
他们就说一些很愚蠢的。
Completely off the subject.
根本与那题目没有关系。
And it drives me crazy.
可能要把我逼疯啊。
And so, and then I have to spend the next 15 minutes getting that person back where I wanted them.
我又要再花15分钟带领到他们，我要他能走走得到。
And then they say something again.
他们又说一些愚蠢的话。
And one girl actually, my partner, she fell asleep during my Bible study.
一个女士啊，就是我的这个祷告伙伴。I 不知道为什么在我查经的时候就睡着了。
I knew she was really praying hard.
我知道他真的祷告得很恳切。
She was either sleeping or she was praying like this.
他不是在睡觉，他就是这样子的祷告。
And so she was really a silent partner.
所以他真的是很沉默。
And so the silent partner should be just that, silent, until you ask them to say something.
所以你沉默的这个祷告伙伴应该是沉默的，直到你给他们这个暗示，或者你要他们给意见的时候。
It keeps the person from trying to listen to two people at once.
所以这个查经的学生不需要听两个人说话。
So how should the study go?
所以应该如何查经呢？
Well, once you get past the greeting and the social time, you always begin with prayer.
所以当你打招呼过后啊，当你交谈一下子过后，你要与祷告开始。
Remember our principles for praying with people.
记得我们与别人祷告的这些原则吗？
Keep it short and simple.
要简短。
Mention their name.
要提到他们名字。
Just ask God to bless them and their needs.
要叫上帝赐福他们的需要。
And then ask God to give you wisdom for the Bible study.
并且叫上帝给你智慧来查经。
And always again remember to keep it short.
也一直记得要简短。
After you have the prayer, you're ready to begin the study.
你祷告之后就已经准备好要查经。
You should start with a brief introduction.
你要一个简短的这个介绍来开始。
Maybe a story that's related to the subject.
可能一个与这个题目有关的故事。
Maybe it's a personal testimony.
可能是一个个人的见证。
But somehow introduce the study.
但是你要想办法来介绍这个题目。
Now if you're studying the mark of the beast,
如果你说到兽的印记，
don't say to them, we're going to study what the mark is. It is...This.
你不要跟他们说哦，我们要查兽的印记是什么？兽的印记就是。
So don't give them the exactly what you're going to study, but just give a brief overview.
所以不要直接的跟他们讲这个答案，你要给他们一个大概的这个。
Get Get them excited about the study, okay?
比较兴奋, 比较好奇,
Don't say we're going to study Daniel chapter 7 and discover today that the papacy is the Roman Catholic Church is the Antichrist.
不要说我们要研究但以理第七章，然后这个敌基督就是这个罗马天主教。That's
probably not the best way.
当然不是很好的方法。
So once you've had prayer and you've given your introduction,
所以当你祷告你介绍之后,
then you proceed step by step through the Bible study.
你一步一步的经过你的这查经,
present the material in a clear, flowing, thoughtful, thought out process.
非常清楚的给他们这个查经。
So obviously, if you're studying, if you've written your own Bible study,
所以如果你写出你自己的查经课程,
you have a flow of thought that you want to share with that person.
你要与他们分享一连串的这些思想。
You already have the points that you want to emphasize with them.
你已经有这些重点你要说的重点。
All you have to do is just work your way through the Bible study.
你需要做的就是一直的连续的再问他们这些问题，经过这个课程。
If you've ever preached a sermon, it's like giving a sermon to one person.
如果你曾经讲到过，就好像对一个人讲到一样。
Just a systematic flow of thoughts.
非常有这个系统性的这种思想。
Now I'm going to teach you how to write a Bible study in our next class.
下一个课程我会教导你如何写这个查经课。
But let's suppose that you're using a study guide that's already been prepared for you.
可能你已经用了这个已经预备好的查经课。
All you have to do is simply go from one question to the next.
你需要做的只是从一个问题到另一个问题。
Typically, me as the person leading the Bible study, I ask all the questions.
很多时候如果是引导着查经的话，我就会问那个问题。
So I'll say, number one says, then I'll read the question.
所以我说第一题就说了这些。
Which day is the seventh day Sabbath?
哪一天是安息日？
Let's see what the Bible says.
那我们看看圣经所说的。
We look up the Bible text together.
我们一起查考圣经。
And I typically let that person read the Bible text.
然后我就让那个人读圣经章节。
If there are several people in your group,
如果你的组里有不同的人,
maybe they have a friend,
可能他们有朋友,
and you brought a partner with you,
或者你带了一个伙伴。
Typically, I take turns. We each take a turn reading a text.
而我们每个人会轮流着读这圣经章节。
So as the leader, I will ask the person.
所以这领袖我们就要问这个问题。
I'll say, Frankie, can you read this Bible text for us?
我可能说, Frankie, 你可以读这圣经章节吗?
Or Mary, or whoever.
或者 Mary, 你可以读吗?
What I try to do is I try to allow my Bible study contact.
所以我要做的是我要让我的这个
to read the most important text,
读最重要的，读这个圣经查经的最重要的章节。
For instance, if I'm studying the Sabbath with them,
可能我与他们研究安息日。
And the Bible, and we're going to read the text Exodus 20 verses 8 through 11.
可能我们要读出埃及记20章8到11节。
Who should read that text?
谁应该读这章节呢？
That person, right?
那个人对吗？
Because it tells them when the Sabbath is.
所以告诉他们时啊。
It tells them that God doesn't want us to work on that day. And it's very important that they understand all those things. So I have them read the most important text. Typically, you look at the Bible study, you can tell which ones are the most important. It's the ones that really bring home the main points. There's a thought I like to call expression deepens impression. In other words, when they read it, it becomes more powerful to them. Because they're seeing it with their eyes. They're speaking it. And they're hearing themselves say it. And that will deepen the impression of the Bible text in their mind. As I go through the study, I bring out the main points that that person needs to understand. For instance, if you're studying studying about the Sabbath, and you finish the Bible study and they don't know which day is the Sabbath, is that a problem?
如果你完成这查经课，他们都不知道安息日是哪一天，是不是有问题啊？
Has that ever happened before?
有发生在你身上过吗?
I've been in Bible studies. I actually didn't lead this study, but another guy led it.
我没有啊，领导这个查经，可是另外一个人在领导。
And he did this great Bible study on the Sabbath.
所以他给这个很好的查经课程。
The Lord said, remember the Sabbath day.
主说你要铭记这个安息日。
Don't do any work on the Sabbath.
安息日不可做工。
Keep the Sabbath holy.
要守安息日为圣。
And at the end of that study, that person he was giving it to was so excited.
查经过后那个人学生如此的兴奋。
They said, yes, every week I keep the Sabbath.
他说对了，每一个星期我都守安息日。
I've kept the Sabbath for years.
我守安息日守了很多年了。
And the man said, you have?
他们说你有吗?
I said, yeah, we go to church every Sunday.
他们说我每个星期日都去教会。
He said, no.
他们说不是的。
Because he hadn't even told the person which day was the Sabbath.
因为他根本没有跟那个人说到重点，就是安息日是哪一天。
Obviously,There are certain points you have to make in that Bible study.
所以很明显的，我们在查经的时候要带出几个重点。
If you're studying the state of the dead,
而我们说死亡的状态。
People ought to know that the dead know nothing and they sleep until Jesus comes. Amen.
应该知道死的人毫无所知，而且他们会睡觉，直到耶稣再来。
So get the points across as you look up the text together.
所以当你查经的时候，你当你读出那圣经章节的时候，你要带出这重点。
Ask them questions along the way to make them understand.
你在进行查经的时候，要问他们问题来，要确保他们了解。
What kind of questions should you ask?
你要问什么问题呢？
I ask some of these like this.
可能我问这些问题。
Does that make sense to you from the Bible?
这圣经说的有道理吗？
Now you can't just stop there.
你当然不能在这里停止。
Because I've had people say, yes, that's very clear.
有些人说，哦，这个是非常有道理，非常清楚。
Yes, I understand that.
我了解。
Yes, that makes sense to me.
是的，非常有道理。
Then at the end of the Bible study, they had no idea what I was talking about.
查经之后，他们根本不了解我在说。
It happens so many times.
很多次一直发生了。
This is why.
这是为什么？
It doesn't mean you're a bad teacher.
不表代表你是一个不好的老师。
But many times their mind is so ingrained with false information.
但是很多时候，他们的脑里全部都是这些虚假的资讯。
Ellen White actually says in evangelism that it many times takes 7 or 8 times.Of hearing the truth before people really understand it.
怀斯穆说，在布道论说的，我人们要听到真理，可能7到8次，他们才会进到脑里。
I used to feel so bad.
有时候会感到这么的不好。
Because I would share the truth with somebody.
因为我会与某个人分享真理。
And they're like, "Yes, I have it."
他们就说，是的，我知道。
And then the next week, I would come back and review what we studied before.
下个星期我回来跟他们回顾的时候。
And it was like I never even studied it with them.
似乎好像我没有跟他们查过。
And I felt so bad. I thought, "Man, I'm such a terrible teacher."
我就觉得我是一个不好的老师。
So I read that statement.
直到我读了那个摘录。
So don't feel bad if people don't always remember, okay?
如果人们不记得的话，不要觉得不好。
Keep going over it with them again and again.
要一直的跟他们回顾。
So ask them questions.
问他们问题。
So I'll say, does this make sense to you from the Bible?
所以说，可能这从圣经上你觉得有道理吗？
They say yes.
他们说有的。
Then I take it a step deeper.
你就更深入的问他们。
I say, is it clear to you from the Bible that it's the Scripture tells us that the dead know not anything and they sleep until Jesus comes?
所以可能你就更深入的问，对你清楚吗？圣经在说。死了的人毫无所知，而且他们会一直在睡眠的状态，直到耶稣再来。
So I go over the point with them, and then I ask the same thing to them in a question form.
所以我跟他们讲这个重点，讲完重点之后，我就问他们这个问题。
There should be 3 or 4 or 5 points in questions like this throughout your Bible study.
整个查经大概会有3、4、5个重点吧。
Don't ask them a question for every little thing you say.
不需要每一个小小东西一直问他们问题。
But just for the main points.
只是重点要问。
Okay? Answer questions of theirs only that relate to the Bible study you're doing.
回答他们的问题是要回答这些或有关于你在讲的题目。
If you're studying the Sabbath with them,
如果你他们在讨论安息日，
and they say, "Who's the Antichrist?"
他们就问你谁是敌基督啊？
What's the mark of the beast?
哦，兽的印记是什么？
What happens when you die?
那你死之后会发生什么事？
Don't get onto that subject with them.
不要跟他们继续的聊。
Because before you know it, you'll have covered everything in the Adventist message, and they still know nothing.
你不察觉得到了，你一下子跟他们分享了整个复灵信徒的信息，但是他们似乎好像不知道。I'll
tell you what to say in just a few minutes.
我会几分钟后我会告诉你如何回应。But
just know now that only answer questions that relate to the study you're doing there.
但是你回答的问题应该是与这题目有关。If
it's a question that's like not that important, you can answer it at the end. Like, for instance, will my pet go to heaven?
如果是比较不重要的问题，你可能在最后你可以跟他们解释，可能像我宠物会去天国吗？
Or things like, will there be children in heaven?
或是天国里会有孩童吗？
If it's not something that's crucial to the series of studies you're doing with them, then you can answer that type, but wait until the end.
如果你在与你这一系列的没有什么关系。
Really?
然后你就可以回答这些不重要的问题，可是要在最后的时候。
Really try to avoid getting off of the subject once you've started studying.
要尽量就是尽可能的不要离题。
The devil will try to pull you this way and pull you that way.
魔鬼要把你拉到这边，把你拉到那边。
That person will get distracted.
那个人就会分心。
The children will start screaming.
孩子会开始乱喊。
The phone will start ringing.
可能电话就会开始响。
It's so amazing the things that will happen.
你会感到惊奇，这些事情都会发生。I've
been in Bible studies many times.
我很多时候在查经。
Where I have just this powerful Bible study.
有一个很有力的这个查经课程。
On baptism.
可能说到受洗。
Or keeping the Sabbath or something important that they need to make a decision about.
或是守安息日，或是他们需要做决定的一个课程。
And the whole Bible study goes perfect.
而整个查经都很完美。
And right when I start to ask them to make a decision,
开始叫他们做决定的时候,
or I may say, would you like to follow Jesus by keeping the Sabbath?
或是我跟他们说你要跟随耶稣，以按守安息日来跟随耶稣。
They're sitting there thinking about it.
他们在边想的时候,
and what happens?
什么事会发生?
The phone rings.
可能电话就响,
or the kids come home from school and they run in and they just fly all over the house.
或者孩子从学校回来了乱乱跑,
or something. Something like this happens, it seems, almost every time.
或者每一次都有这类事情在发生。
You've got to pray that during those important times that God will bind the devil.
你需要祷告在这些紧要的时刻，上帝会绑住这个魔鬼。
And pray that God will keep you focused.
并且让上帝让你专注。
Because if you keep getting off the subject,
如果你一直离题的话,
it's going to confuse them. And you're not going to have a systematic study from the Bible. You're just going to end up having a discussion. When you simply have discussion, that does not win people to Jesus. It's only as the power of the Word of God pierces their hearts. You can never encourage someone to keep the Sabbath or anything by simple discussion. It has to be from the Word.
你只是讨论的话，你不能说服一个人说安息日，只是要一定要从圣经来。
So stay focused on the Bible study you're doing.
所以要专注于这个查经。
Be careful that you don't read your notes.
要小心，不要一直读你的笔记。
Now what if I stood up here and I just read my notes to you?
如果我在这里站住，我一直的读我的笔记会怎么样？
I said something like this.
我可能这样子说。
I'll say I had my notes here.
可能我笔记在这里。
And I opened them and I said,
我打开我就说,
be sure to be very exciting in your Bible study.
查经的时候要非常的刺激。
Never use a boring, monotone voice.
说话的时候不要一直的一样的音调。
Look people right in the eye when you talk to them.
当你跟他们说话的时候要有这个眼神的交换。
Be very passionate about what you're sharing.
你分享的东西要非常的热情。
God loves you.
上帝爱你。
He has a plan for your life.
他在你的生命中有计划。
He wants to use you in a very powerful way.
用你，有一个非常有能力的方式用你。
Do you enjoy that?
你觉得很兴奋吗？
You might for 2 minutes, well, it's funny, right?
可能两分钟的时候你觉得很有兴趣，很好笑。
But if I stood up here for an hour and did that,
那是如果我一个小时一直这样的读,
you'd be fighting sleep more than you are now.
你应该已经睡着了。
So be careful not to read your notes.
所以要小心，不要这样一直读笔记。
You need to be familiar enough with your notes.
你要与你的笔记非常熟悉。
That you can paraphrase them and speak to the person as if you were just talking with them in conversation.
好像你说的话虽然是从笔记而来，就好像你在跟他们说话一样。
You may say, "Oh, I could never do that."
你可能就说哦，不可能做到。
I'm just not comfortable doing that.
我不感到舒服啊。
You'd be surprised.
你会感到惊奇。
You review those notes 4 or 5 times.
当你讲这些啊，回顾这些笔记3。
Go over it again and again.
可能一直的回顾。
Connect a specific note with a particular question or a particular Bible text.
可能一个圣经章节就有一个特别的这个笔记。
And when you read that Bible text, it will trigger in your mind what you need to say.
所以当你读这圣经章节的时候，你就会记得要说什么。
And you'll often find that you say too much, and when you thought you wouldn't know what to say.
很多时候，当你觉得你说不出话的时候，你说可能还说的太多了。
And so God will work powerfully that way.
所以上帝会这样的有能力的运行。
So know your notes enough so that you can just paraphrase them and just talk to people.
所以要非常熟悉你的笔记，让你能够很自然的说出。
That doesn't mean you can't have your notes there.
当然不代表你不能有这些笔记。
But just set them beside you so that you can look, just glance down at them and know where you're at and look back up and start talking again.
但是你放在只是放在一旁当你就瞄他们一眼，然后看到你在哪里，然后再继续。
If you just read the notes out of the lesson,
如果你只是从课程中读出这些笔记的话，
they can do that themselves.
他们自己也能做到啊。
They don't need you to do it for them.
他们不需要你为他们做。
They can read it on their own.
他们能自己做到。
All right. Next, make many appeals during your Bible study.
在你的查经过程，你需要做这些。小小的、迷你的这些呼吁。
Now, ultimately, you're going to have your final decision question at the end of the study.
因为在查经的最后，你要给他们最终的这个决定性的问题。
But make many appeals.
但是要以这些迷你的呼召。
Ask many questions during your study.
可能在呼召的时候，你可以在查经的时候，你可以问他们许多问题。
For instance.
可能说。
Let's say I'm studying the Sabbath with somebody.
你在研究圣安息日。
And I talk about how God created a 24-hour day which He wants to spend totally with us.
说到上帝如何造了一个24小时的一天，还要与我们同在。
And the number one purpose for that day is for God to build a relationship with His people.
而那天的主要目的是要上帝与他子民建立一个关系。
I might say to that person,
可能我对那个人说，
Isn't it wonderful how much God cares for us?
上帝如此的关心我们是不是很美妙啊？
You know, that just makes me want to give my life to God even more fully. How about you?
真的让我想更献身于上帝。
And they'll think about that and they'll say, yeah.
他们去想一想，可能就说，
and then you,
是啊，
and then you move
让我想也是。
Then you move on.
然后你就继续了。
And then maybe I'm studying another subject on whatever.
可能我在研究，可能说到顺从。
And I'll say, considering what God has done for us.
我看到上帝为我们做的事。
When He says to us, "If you love Me, keep My commandments."
当他说你爱我，你就遵守我的诫命。
It seems like such a small thing, doesn't it?
似乎一个这么小的一件事，对吗？
And that for me in my life, I want to surrender anything and everything to Jesus.
而在我生命中，我要把一切都献上给耶稣。
How about you?
你呢？
Yes, move on.
是的，我也要。
Do that.Do that 2, 3, 4 times throughout your Bible study. Just something very brief, very short.
可能查经的过程，你说到问这种问题，可能2-3次或3-4次，然后你就继续了。
What does that do?
那会让他们怎么样呢？
That prepares them.
那会预备他们
to make a bigger decision at the end.
在最后的时候做一个更大的决定。
It softens their heart throughout the Bible study.
查经的时候会软化他们的心。
By asking those kind of questions, it allows the Holy Spirit to just squeeze in there and move them.
当你问这些问题的时候，你让圣灵能够在他们心中运行。
So little yeses lead to big yeses.
所以小小的事可以让他们做出大的要。
And then lastly, at the end of your study, always be ready to make an appeal and ask for a decision.
在查经的最后，你要准备好要呼召他们，或者你要让他们做一个决定。
Even if it's only a small decision.
就算只是一个小小的这个决定。
Throughout the rest of my talks, you're going to hear me saying again and again, always ask for a decision.
我所有的课程当中，你都会看到我对你们说，
When you hear me repeating myself, I know I'm repeating myself. It's because it's important. So from the very first Bible study, do you want to know what God's plan is for your life? Do you want to continue studying God's Word to see how much He cares for you? Very small decision. But little decisions lead to big decisions. When it comes time for that person to accept Christ, they're going to be ready. They're not going to be shocked all of a sudden by this big decision they have to make. Because little by little, they've been giving themselves to Jesus all along the way. And now you ask for that big decision, and they're already almost there. Does that make sense? Then when you come to the Sabbath, they've already fallen in love with Jesus. They're ready to keep the Sabbath. Alright, some key points to remember in your Bible study. Show confidence. Don't apologize. Don't say, oh, I'm sorry, this was not the best study. I didn't have time to prepare. But be confident in the Word of God. Never apologize for it. I mentioned taking turns looking up Bible texts. Look people in the eye. Don't stare at them. But don't look at the floor and say, God really loves you.
Right?
Look in the eye, call my name. Frankie, God loves you so much. God gave His only Son for you. God has a special plan for your life. He wants you to follow Him. Don't you want to make that decision today to follow Jesus? Smile. Be confident. Look them in the eye. Act like you believe what you're sharing with them. Be excited about it, but don't be annoying, okay? I just can't wait to study the Bible today. I've met people that do this kind of thing. You don't want to be like that, okay? Use good posture. Don't sit in your chair like this.
And
sit up straight and be attentive. The way you carry themselves is how they're going to relate to the study. If it doesn't appear important to you, it's not going to seem important to them. Speak clearly and concisely. Not too fast, not too slow. You know, don't let your voice be too loud or too soft. And don't be monotone, let it vary. If you're talking about something passionate concerning God, be passionate. If you're telling something that's very heartbreak, like a heartbreaking story, a moving story, let your voice be soft. God gave His life for you. He loves you. And just like that young boy died in the fire, saving his friend, Jesus died for you when we had no hope. You know, if I'm telling a movie story and I say, God died for you, the tone of voice doesn't match what I'm saying, right? You know, have clear objectives when you go into that Bible study.
当你进入, 查经的时候要有, 很明确的目的。
These are the things that I want to cover with them.
我要跟他们啊讲的是这些。
When I leave this study, they should have a clear picture of God's love.
当我离开的时候，他们要对上帝的爱有很啊正确的这个观念。
They should understand that God wants them to be obedient to His commandments.
他们应该了解上帝要他们顺从他的诫命。
They should know that He wants them to honor and keep the Sabbath.
他们应该知道啊，上帝要他们遵从安息日。
He wants them to know that we don't keep the commandments to be saved, but because we are saved.
我要让他们知道，我们守诫命不是因为要得救，而是因为我们已得救。
Then ask yourself the decision, ask yourself the question, what decision am I going to ask them to make at the end of the study?
查经之前要问自己这个问题，就是我要问他们什么这个决定性的问题呢？
So have these things clearly marked out in your mind.
在你的脑里，你就要有这些重点。
That doesn't mean you'll always get to all of them. That's okay, but you need to know clearly which direction you're moving.
不代表你每次都会讲到每一点，但是你要有一个概念如何进行。
And trust that God will bless your Bible study.
并且相信上帝会赐福你的查经。
You may not be the most eloquent person.
你可能说话不是最好听的。
You may not be the most effective speaker.
可能你讲话不是最有效的。
And you may make many mistakes. You may say something really stupid.
你会做出很多错误，可能你说的话可能会别人会觉得很愚蠢。
But I've seen where people have said the wrong thing and the Holy Spirit made the person hear the right thing.
但是我曾经看过有人说错误的事情，可是圣灵帮那个听者听见成对的事情。
It's a powerful question.
是非常有力的一个事情。
Here's the dreaded situation.
这是我们不想要的这个问题。
Everybody gets nervous.
每个人都会很紧张。
What happens if they ask me a question that I don't know the answer to?
如果他们问的问题我不知道答案怎么办？
What happens?
什么事会发生？
The end of the world.
世界末日来了吗？
No, not the end of the world.
不是世界末日。
Very simply.
很简单的。
How many of you are worried about this?
谁对这个是担心的？
They ask me a question, I don't know how to answer, what happens?
他们问我问题，我不知道怎么回答，怎么办？
Let me teach you a secret that every Bible worker knows.
要我教导你一个每个圣经工作者的答案。
When they ask you a question you don't know,
当他们问你一个问题你不知道的话，
here is the magic words.
是特别的有所谓特别的句子。
That's a really good question.
哇，你问的问题很好。
Those of you in English, let's practice that together. Ready? One, two, three. That's a very good question. And then you say,
然后你就说,
I have no idea.
我不知道。
I don't know.
我不知道。
Is it the cardinal sin to say that?
你说不知道有罪吗?
If you don't know, you don't know.
你不知道就不知道啊。
If you knew everything, you would be God.
如果你知道的话，你什么都知道的话，你就是上帝了。
And you're not God.
而你不是上帝。
Therefore, you don't know everything.
所以你不知道，不是什么都知道。
So I do one of two things.
所以你可能做其中一样事。
I say, I don't know the answer to that question.
你说很好的问题，我不知道答案。
But I will study it out this week, and I will give you the best Bible answer I can next week.
但是我这个星期会去研究，下个星期我会给你最好的圣经答案。
Or option number two.
或者第二点。
I say to them, I'll tell you what.
我就跟他们说，你知道吗？
You do some research from the Bible this week on that subject, and I'll do the same, and we'll figure out or we'll compare our answers when we get together next time.
你这星期从圣经中研究出这个答案，然后我也会一样，然后我们回来的时候我们会讨论我们答案。
Isn't that easy?
是不是很简单呢？
That is so easy.
是如此的简单。
So very easy.
非常的简单。
What happens? So do you have an excuse now?
所以你现在有一个借口了吗？理
由了吗？ No excuse, right?
你没有借口了，对吗？
You know the number one secret to Bible work.
对圣经工作你知道第一的要诀了。
That's a good question, I don't know.
好问题，我不知道。
But I'll find an answer for you.
但是我会帮你找答案。
That easy.
是很简单的。
What happens if they ask me a question on a future subject?
如果他们问你关于一个未来世界的问题呢？
I'm on study number three.
可能我在第三个查经课。
And they say, what is the mark of the beast?
他们就问你，这个兽的印记是什么？
I say,
我就说
That's a great question.
很好的问题
I'm so glad you asked.
我很高兴你问了这个问题
You know, we have a Bible study on that coming up very soon.
你知道很快我们就会讲到这个受的印记的课程
I don't want to ruin that Bible study for you because then you'll fall asleep during it.
我不要摧毁这个课程因为如果我现在跟你讲答案当时你就会睡着了
So therefore, I'm going to make you wait.
所以我就要让你等
And I smile real big.
我就笑我笑得非常大
And if they keep asking me, I just keep telling them.
如果我一直问他们，他们一直问我的话，
I'm not,
我就跟他们说。
I'm not going to tell you.
我不要跟你说。
But I also explain to them.
但是我跟他们解释。
If I explained it to you now, it would not make nearly as much sense as it will if we cover these other studies first.
如果我先啊，我直接告诉你的话，不比我们先讲其他的课程来的更好。
So in order for you to understand, we need to cover these other subjects. But I promise you, we will come to it.
所以你要了解的话，我们需要这些不同的课程为基础先，我们才能达到这一点。
All right.
可是我答应你，我们会达到这一点。
So those are the two most difficult things to answer in Bible studies.
所以啊，查经中最难答的两个问题都已经解答了。
And now you know how to do both of them.
你已经知道如何解答。
Don't get off on the other subject.
不要啊，讲到另外的题目。
And if you don't know, tell them.
你不知道的话，就跟他们说不知道啊。
Don't try to give them some type of foolish answer if you don't know.
不要给他们一些愚蠢的答案，如果你不知道。
Because they'll see through that, and then they will lose confidence in you.
因为他们会看穿你，而且他们会对你失去信心。
They will appreciate you more if you just say, I don't know. I've never thought about that before.
如果你说，哦，我不知道，我从来没有想过，他们会更加的珍惜你。
Let me see what I can find.
让我看看我能查到什么。
Okay? All right, in our last few minutes, I just want to quickly go through some final tips on giving studies. Just a few things here.
最后几分钟我会跟你讲查经的几个提示。
All right, number one.
第一。
Keep your Bible studies Christ-centered. That goes without saying.
你的查经当然是要以基督为中心。
Let's say you're studying the state of the dead.
等我们在说死亡的状态。
What is there? How do you make that Christ-centered?
你如何把死亡状态成为啊以基督为中心呢
？I mean, the dead know nothing.
你知道死了的人毫无所知。
They sleep until Jesus comes.
他们在睡眠的状态直到耶稣再来。
How does that make that? How do you make that Christ-centered? It's like it's just a plain doctrine.
你怎么把这个道理以基督为中心呢？因为这好像很普通的道理嘛。
Very easily.
很简单的。
Revelation 1:18.
启示录一章一十八节。
Says that Jesus holds the keys to death and hell.
所以耶稣有这个啊、死亡和地狱的钥匙。
Is Jesus acquainted with death?
耶稣和死亡有关系吗
？Yes or no?
有吗？
Many times when people ask the questions about death, it's because they have lost someone that they care about.
很多时候人们问关于死亡的问题，是因为他们失去了这亲人。
So I show them that Jesus has the keys to death.
所以我们会给他们看耶稣有这死亡的钥匙。
Then I take them to John chapter 11.
然后带他们到约翰福音十一章。
And I show them how Jesus also lost someone that was close to him.
然后给他们看耶稣如何失去了一个已经啊。
And the shortest text in the Bible is what?
最短的这个圣经章节是什么呢
？Jesus wept.
是耶稣哭了，哭泣了。
That's the shortest text in the Bible.
在英文圣经里是最短的。
So as a human being, is Jesus acquainted with death? Yes or no?
其实身为人类，耶稣跟死亡有没有关系呢
？Does he understand the pain that we feel?
他了解我们的感受吗
？Absolutely.
当然。
So as man, he understands how we feel.
所以身为人，他了解我们的感受。
But as God, he has victory over death.
而身为上帝，他可以赢得死亡。
And so that is how you connect Jesus with that person.
所以这是我们如何与这个人连接耶稣。
You let them know that Jesus understands their pain.
你让他们了解耶稣了解他们痛苦。
And Jesus knows how to comfort their heart.
耶稣知道如何安慰他们。
And then you take them to the study.
而你让他们进入到这个查经。
So every subject should be Christ-centered.
所以每一个查经都要以基督为中心。
Connecting them with Christ.
与他们与基督有一个联系。
All right. Secondly, try to get a decision from the person to accept Christ as soon or as early as you can.
而让他们有越早越好的做决定。
And the reason for that is this: as they get into the deeper subjects, it's hard for them to make a decision for those things if they have not accepted Christ already.
如果我们到更深入的课程，如果他们没有接触耶稣的话，他们就很难的接受这些比较困难的这些课程。
But if they love Jesus, they will keep the Sabbath.
如果他们爱耶稣的话，他们会守安息日。
If they love Jesus, they'll want to be baptized.
如果他们爱耶稣的话，他们要接受洗礼。
If they love Jesus, they'll want to join His church.
如果他们爱耶稣的话，他们就会想加入上帝的教会。
Everything pivots upon them accepting Christ.
所以所有的东西都依赖着他们接受耶稣与否。
Alright, try to avoid asking them questions like, what do you think about the study?
你问的问题不应该是，哦，你觉得这个查经课程怎样啊？
Or do you agree with this?
或者你与这个查经课程同意吗？
Because whether or not they agree with it,
也不论他们同意与否，
it doesn't matter.
不要紧。
What's important is what God says.
最重要是他们要知道上帝所说的。
So I ask more questions like this.
所以我问的问题可能是这样子。
Can you see what the Bible says on this subject?
你可以看见圣经所说的吗？
Or what do you think God is asking us to do from this text?
你认为上帝用这个圣经章节要让我们看见什么呢？
Does that make sense? You see the difference in those two questions?
你可以看到这两种问题的不同吗？
Rather than asking them what they think, ask them what God thinks.What they sense that God is calling them to do.
不是问他们自己的思想，而是问他们上帝在呼召他们要做的。
Realize you don't have to know everything about the subject.
要发现你不需要知道所有的事情。
Do not overprove your subject.
不需要太过的证明你的重点。
Do not go into the home with a spiritual machine gun.
不需要进入他们家有这个属灵的机关枪。
And open fire with 150 Bible texts on the state of the dead.
用150个圣经章节关于这个死亡的状态给他们。
You pin them to the wall and they can't even move.
就好像哇被逼到墙上了，而且什么都不能做。
10 to 12 Bible texts is enough.
大概10到12个章节就好了。
They cannot grasp much more than that.
他们不能真的吸收更多了。
If they still don't understand, do another study at a different time.
如果不了解的话，会在下一次，你再安排另一个时间与他们研究。
At the very, very most, no more than 15 texts.
最多不能超过15个章节。
And don't mention things that can only be proven through the spirit of prophecy.
不能说到只能用预言之灵来证明的事情。
That's a big mistake.
是一个很大的错误。
Because they will then ask you, well, where is that in the Bible?
他们就会问你，诶，在圣经里哪里有说到？
What will you say then?
你会说什么呢？
This puts you in a hard spot.
你就很难回答了，对吗？
Be very consistent with your Bible studies.
你的查经需要非常的持续。
Only cancel the study if it's an absolute emergency.
如果除非没有办法才把这个查经课程取消。
Always show up for your Bible studies.
每次都要在查经课程的时候在。
Be sure to salt the oats for the next study.
要让他们吃这个所谓的盐，就让他们饥渴下一个课程。
Say I'm going to study the mark of the beast.
说我下个星期会说到兽的印记。
Have you ever wondered what the mark of the beast is?
你曾经想过兽的印记是什么吗？
Is it a literal mark?
是不是真正的印记呢？
Is it 666?
是不是666呢？
What does the Bible say?
圣经说什么呢？
We're going to study that next week.
我们下个星期会研究。
Get them excited.
让他们更加的兴奋。
And wanting it, anticipating it.
让他们期待。
All right, and then the last point.
最后一点。
As soon as you study the Sabbath with them, invite them to church.
当你与他们研究安息的时候就要邀请了。
That should be anywhere from your 6th, 7th to 10th or 12th study.
大概是第六到第七或者第十、十二个课程。
But as soon as they learn about the Sabbath, invite them as soon as possible.
当他们了解到安息日、查到安息日的时候，你就要邀请他们入教会。
There's a lot more I could say about giving Bible studies.
我还可以说关于查经的很多事。
But we're out of time.
但是我们有什么时间呢？
So in our next class, we'll talk about how to write simple Bible studies.
下个课程我们就会说如何写出这些查经课程。